The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey y'all, Eves here. Today's episode contains not just one, but two nuggets of history. Consider it a double feature. Enjoy the show. Hey, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. The day was May 13th, 1985. The only aerial bombing committed by police in the United States took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The bombing was a response to years of escalating conflict between police and MOVE, a radical Black liberation group. It ended in the death of 11 people and the destruction of dozens of houses. MOVE was founded in 1972 by John Africa, born Vincent Leppart. The early 1970s was a turbulent time in American race relations, as Black power groups organized to demand rights and protested the social ills of contemporary society. On top of that, opposition to the protracted Vietnam War was causing a lot of political strife. After John Africa served in the Korean War, he became dissatisfied with life in America. John Africa and MOVE advocated for Black nationalism and anarcho-primitivism. They wanted to return to a hunter-gatherer society without modern technology and medicine. They also supported animal rights, as they believed that all living beings should be treated ethically. Members of MOVE changed their last name to Africa in recognition of their homeland. And the organization was not quiet about its socio-political aims. MOVE members lived communally, mainly in West Philadelphia. A big part of MOVE philosophy, detailed in the 300-page manifesto known as The Teaching of John Africa, is self-reliance. That means that MOVE members ate raw food, composted, and scavenged. Even when in the city, they lived a life close to nature. But their neighbors took issue with their ways of life and how loud their public demonstrations for racial justice and animal rights were. In 1977, people complained about the way MOVE members lived and how loud their protests were. Their neighbors said they had too many animals on their property, were violating weapons codes, were keeping filthy conditions, and refusing to pay utility bills. So the police got a court order that required the group to vacate their compound in Powelton Village at 307 to 309 North 33rd Street. MOVE agreed to leave the location and give up their weapons if members who were arrested during demonstrations were released from jail. Though police agreed, Moves did not leave the property. The next year, that conflict took a turn for the worst. On August 8, 1978, police showed up at the compound to execute the court order. That turned into a standoff where five firefighters, seven police officers, three MOVE members, and three bystanders were hurt. Police officer James J. Ramp was shot in the back of his neck and died during the firefight. Though there was back and forth over whether the fatal gunshot could have come from a MOVE weapon, nine MOVE members, dubbed the MOVE Nine, were arrested and convicted of third-degree murder. MOVE transferred to 6221 Osage Avenue, still in West Philadelphia. They put bunkers in the house and on the roof, and they blasted their message from a bullhorn day and night. Neighbors again complained about the cleanliness of the house and excessive animals, and said that MOVE members were committing verbal and physical assaults. So on May 13, 1985, Mayor of Philadelphia W. Wilson Good sent police to the home to execute warrants for the arrest of all the people who lived at the compound. But when police arrived at the house, MOVE members did not respond to their demands to let them enter the home or to let children inside leave. Police Commissioner Gregor Sambor said over a loudspeaker, "Attention, MOVE, this is America," and began attacking MOVE. Police used fire hoses on the house, fumigated the house with tear gas, then began shooting thousands of rounds into the compound. A Pennsylvania State Police helicopter dropped C4 explosives onto the house, which caused a fire that was further fueled by gasoline in the house. Because the firefight ensued, police let the fire spread rather than send in firefighters. The fire destroyed more than 60 homes, and six adults and five children inside the home were killed. John Africa was one of the people who died in the incident. The only MOVE members to survive the attack were Ramona Africa and Birdie Africa. The incident was covered live on television. Philadelphia had become the, quote, city that bombed itself. Mayor Good enlisted a commission to investigate the bombing in 1986. The commission's March 6, 1986 report said that negotiations were haphazard. The mayor's failure to put an end to the operation was, quote, grossly negligent. And dropping the bomb was, quote, unconscionable. The commission declared that the police would not have used the same violent tactics in a white neighborhood. But even though the commission called for a grand jury investigation, there were no prosecutions, and Good was reelected in 1987. Ramona Africa was convicted on riot charges and spent 7 years in prison. She and the family members of two relatives who were killed in the attack won $1.5 million in a civil suit judgment. The federal jury also found that officials authorized excessive use of force and violated Fourth Amendment rights. Birdie Africa, who was just 13 at the time of the bombing, went back to using the name Michael Ward and was placed in his father's custody. Cobbs Creek, the neighborhood where the compound was located, never completely recovered. The homes built to replace those destroyed were shoddily constructed, and when the city bought the homes in the early 2000s, residents left in droves. In 2018, newly rehabbed homes in the neighborhood were ready for sale, though neighbors were worried about the high prices driving them out. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you're so inclined, you can follow us at TDIHC Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll be back with more history tomorrow.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast that brings you a slice of history every day. The day was May 13th, 1861. Australian amateur astronomer John Tebbutt observed the Great Comet of 1861. The comet was visible to the naked eye for about 3 months, and it was visible through telescopes until 1862. John Tebbutt was born in Windsor, New South Wales, and his father was a farmer. He developed an interest in astronomy early on, thanks to conversations with his tutor, Edward Quaife, and articles that he read by astronomer John Russell Hind. In 1853, Tebbutt bought a marine sextant. He also had a clock with a seconds pendulum that he regulated by making celestial observations, and he had a small telescope. Over the next few years, he acquired more instruments. His first astronomical publication was in the Sydney Morning Herald in 1854. When comets appeared, Tebbutt would calculate their orbit. A comet is an icy body in space that releases gas as it passes near the sun. In 1858, he observed Donati's comet in the Australian sky. Tebbutt also observed phenomena like meteors, planets, and variable stars. Between 1854 and 1862, he published 34 pieces in the Herald. In 1860, the government astronomer William Scott invited Tebbutt to work at the Sydney Observatory, but Tebbutt turned down the request. On May 13, 1861, Tebbutt was searching the skies for comets. Through his marine telescope, he saw a nebulous object near a star in the constellation Eridanus. He decided to keep observing the object. Tebbutt sent a letter to the Sydney Morning Herald announcing his discovery of the Great Comet of 1861, and it was published in the paper on May 25th, his 27th birthday. In it, he said the following: "While engaged in examining the heavens with a small telescope on the evening of Monday, the 13th instant, a nebulous star of about the fifth magnitude in the constellation Eridanus attracted my attention. It was then distant a few minutes of a degree from 1316 of Lacaille's catalog, a star of the sixth magnitude. Finding there was no nebulous star in the catalog in the same position, I immediately conjectured it must be a comet. He went on to say that he realized the comet had moved half a degree and that he had told William Scott about his observation. The announcement incited a considerable amount of public excitement and responses. Tebbutt continued making observations on the comet for weeks. The comet became visible in the northern hemisphere in late June. Earth passed through the comet's tail, causing meteor showers. It remained visible to the eye for around 3 months, but it stayed visible through a telescope for several more months. The comet is formally designated C1861J1 and 1861-2. The term Great Comet isn't an official designation, but it typically describes a comet that is extremely bright, as most comets are not visible to the naked eye, and even when they are, they're often fuzzy and faint. Tebbutt built his own small observatory and continued to publish his observations. The Great Comet is expected to return in the 23rd century. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any suggestions for shows, feel free to send them to us on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. You can also send us a note via email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.